Ah, Greypatch. What a lovely place. It's kind of a map dot village with a huge history. My name is Bailey Elger, the creator of Curandor. Through a series of audio clips like this one, I will show you around this world I love and hopefully teach you how, in Visarion's name, you pronounce everything. Now, where should we go first? Let's begin with the closest region of note, Sar-Avan-Khor, the Fortress of Trees, better known as Sarvan-Khor. Sarvan-Khor is a huge forest covering thousands of square miles across Cligron's western reaches. Stops about 30 miles before the coast, but still spreads for miles and miles. Within it, the legendary city of Oakenrell lies. Oakenrell is a marvel of creation built into and around the trees themselves. There are two levels to the city, the upper spanning treetops and high bridges, the lower using the natural paths of the forest. At its center is the Great Koronai Library, where great stores of knowledge are kept. Oakenrell is also the seat of power for the elven kingdom of Nar-Eliel. Ah, Sarvan-Khor is lovely. The area to its west is a bit hardier, with stone cliffs overlooking the sea, and it gets very cold. But it's beautiful nonetheless. And there may just be some legends from out that way, from a little place called Harbin's Barrow. But we won't visit there today. Instead, let's continue north. The White Hills, lying just north of Sarvan-Khor, this is considered to be Cligron's heartlands. The many farming villages that are set along the shores of Eleora Lake produce some of the most beautiful crafts and, if I do say so myself, the best syrup in the land. I had some with my breakfast this morning. Divine. Pinecrest is the main city in this region, a sprawling place without walls. It's where people who want to work hard and live comfortably congregate, with their animal companions right alongside them. I've always wanted a pet bear. Perhaps I should move here. Second largest forest on Cligron, this is the Guardwood. Why is it called that, you may ask? Because it's guarding Cligron from something. Something that the Storm Shatter Mountains to the east do as well. Speaking of which, let's go there. The Storm Shatter Mountains are one of the more inhospitable places on Cligron and all of Curandor. It contains many dangers in the form of warring fey factions and huge mountain beasts. Orcs and dwarves make their homes at various points through the range, but they are the peoples that would help you. The valleys are quite beautiful in the summertime, too. This is what the Guardwood in the Storm Shatter Mountains are guarding from. Morlan Aetherhold. A frozen waste that's so expansive, none know how truly big it is. The Death God Tirengil's evil half leaves his mark on the world here, in the form of the Moranak, a corrupting mist that warps the mind and corrupts the soul. At its center, or so we can assume, is the enigmatic Stoneshire Academy of Wonders, where dimensional mages make their homes. The building, as of now, is a sprawling castle-like structure in a courtyard that seems to go on forever. Depending on the headmaster, though, that could change. It could be a soaring tower, a massive ship on a roiling sea, or just a house with far too many rooms crammed into far too little a space. Well, we've journeyed pretty far already, but that's not even half of what Clygron has to offer. Let's stop at the market first. This is the Shoviod Market, so named for its location, right at the curvature of the Shoviod River, which flows eastward to empty into the Sea of Shifted. Traders from all over Clygron come up here to trade, sell, and see the sights. Look at all those ships and boats on the river. Aren't they beautiful? The bridges here are legendary works of art, and my personal favorite place is the Spinning Water Wheel Tavern, set atop one of the highest bridges in the market. Their fish is to die for. This is the main city of the region, Rengard. It's not a beautiful city, but it's nice enough. It's effective at what it does, which is trade and train. At its center is the Rengard Fortress, a powerful military outpost where many of the armies of the kingdom, which is called Rivillen, are stationed. On the eastern side of the city is the university at Rengard, where people aspiring to learn can go. It's also just a nice place to walk, get away from the city noise. Let's head south, though, to Rengard's sister city. We're heading down the great stone road that connects the northern gate of Holdoran's Rest to the southern gate of Rengard. The Holdoran Plains are bisected by this tradeway, and that's where we are now. The northern half of these plains, for about 10 miles along the road, are lush and grassy, full of grazing wild cows, horses, and buffalo. It's windy, but it's lush and beautiful. But south of that, the plains grow dusty, with sparse vegetation and harsh black soil. Crops do grow here, but rarely. On the west side of the road we're on now, those farmers try their damnedest to eke out a living on this frontier. The east, though, belongs to the bandits, who have set up tent cities and various illegal fighting arenas. It's said their leader has a fortress out there somewhere, but I'll be damned if I'm going to look. Let's go somewhere quite a bit safer. Holdoran's Rest, a trade city that borders on the wild grasslands that border on the jungle. It's quite a bit muddier down this way, and Holdoran's Rest is a bit of a mess. Though it stands as a beacon against the bandits who own the plains to the north, it's grown ripe with corruption in its time. But it still does its job, sending trade goods up the river, which borders it to the east, or up the trade road to the north. South of Holdoran's Rest, for quite a ways, lie a tropical grassland. Fruit farmers work here, planting vines and trees of various tropical fruits. Have you ever had an orange from here? It's succulent. But even farther south, and the kingdom in itself, Khor Zanin. The mighty jungle spread across the southern tip of Clygrond. The mighty Shoviod River finds its roots here, and in this region, it's plagued with vicious river dragons, mighty spitting lizards that live in the river's depths. The lion folk live along its length, fighting these dragons for the protection of their villages and sometimes just for sport. Their rivals, the lizard folk, live in or around the river as well, though they seek to protect the river dragons, viewing them as something akin to gods. Beware though, vicious creatures live here, most of which you're probably familiar with. Wild lions, tigers, rhinos, and all the creatures you would expect to live here. Though, one thing you may not expect, that, the Laxaorin, a cruel hive mind of insects that live beneath and around Khor Zanin, an infection the place doesn't even know it has. Not entirely. These walking hives full of drones and given dark magics will infect their hosts, causing them immense pain as they are assimilated. Watch your back. At the southwest corner of Khor Zanin, you'd find the marshes of Zormany. This place is dark and damp, and home to some marsh fae. There are secrets here, though, ones I'm not willing to share here. There's far more to explore in Khor Zanin, but I can't give away all the secrets. So let's visit Frisa Straeus. Ah, Frisa Straeus, the capital of the kingdom of Khor Zanin, and one of my personal favorite places. Many elves and humans live and work here, but the main attraction is Straeadi Felin, the powerful military base that makes up a smaller city within the city. Straeadi Felin is home to its legendary cavalry, the knights who ride upon the backs of great cats. Some even take potions to become as their mounts, furred and clawed, still humanoid. This is usually only accepted by the officers who have given their lives to the cause, and is usually only offered to them. The common soldier probably wouldn't take it even if they could. The Great Keep is also here, the massive marble lion wherein the king and queen live. It really is a beautiful work of architecture, don't you think? We're almost finished exploring Khlaigrond, my friends. There's one place we still haven't been. We must travel east of Khlaigrond to the cliffs overlooking the Sea of Shifting and out to sea to the island of Gallifrey, where Khlaigrond's capital city sits. Keloren, the beautiful city that leads a kingdom, the kingdom of Rivalin. The city is miles high, from the base to the top, built into four tiers, plus a tall spire where the ruler sits. It's our capital. It's the home to many rich and poor. It's the most well-defended place in all of Rivalin, perhaps upon all of Khlaigrond. And it's home to the Keloren players, the most talented and good-looking acting troupe you'll ever come across. I'm definitely not biased here. That, my friends, is Khlaigrond at a glance. I hope you've enjoyed taking this trip with me. Until next time.